A horizontal line appears across the frame. It represents a uniform line of charge. Note that we have cylindrical symmetry. Gauss's law appears on the screen. The total electric flux through a closed surface equals the enclosed charge divided by epsilon naught. A definition follows. Lambda is the charge per unit length. Arrows appear around the line showing the radial electric field. They point straight up, down, into the screen, out of the screen, and along the 45-degree diagonals. These arrow points repeat at equal spacing along the charged line. An equation appears. Vector E equals E of r times r hat, showing that the electric field depends only on distance from the line and points directly outward from the line of charge. A cylindrical Gaussian surface appears. Its axis is aligned with the line of charge, so that the line runs through the centers of its circular end caps. The cylinder's radius is labeled r and its length L. A small area patch at one end cap is highlighted. Its area vector points straight outward, normal to the cap. At the patch center, the electric field arrow points sideways, radially away from the line. Because the field is perpendicular to the area vector, their dot product, the flux through the cap, is zero. The highlight moves across the cap to show that every such patch gives zero flux. The total flux through both end caps is zero. A small patch on the curved surface is highlighted next. Here, the area vector points radially outward, the same direction as the electric field. Their dot product reduces to the field magnitude times the patch area. The highlight moves around the curved surface, showing the symmetry makes the field magnitude the same at every point on the cylinder because each patch is the same distance r from the line. Integrating over the curved surface gives a total flux of E of r times 2 pi r L. The enclosed charge appears. Q equals lambda times L. Gauss's law is evaluated. E of r times 2 pi r L equals lambda times L over epsilon naught. Solving gives the electric field magnitude. E of r equals lambda divided by the quantity 2 pi epsilon naught r.